Only time will tell. It's about 4.5 minutes before 10, with the Grease Man about ready for blessed relief from the young one, Dave Brown. But before I go, before I hit the dough, before my big behind slides out of this building, I think we ought to have one final taste of brutality. It's time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, you and your partner are sitting in your squad car looking at a bunch of anti-nuclear demonstrators. You're sitting there and you're seething. You're just hoping for any excuse so you can climb out of the car with your nightsticks and do some head busting. Look at them, them maggots with their long hair hanging down. Squirrels! Just looking for something to keep them busy. You and your partner get an idea. You challenge each other. You're both big, beefy men. You're both Cossacks in uniform. So you challenge each other. You say, Vinny, I bet I can scare the hell out of one of those guys up there without even opening my mouth. He says, you're on. So you walk over to the first one you see. You stand in front of him and you stare at him. He looks up at you, an ectomorphic, long-haired, stinking maggot. He looks up at you, a cop. 6'2" tall, 220 pounds, built like solid granite. Wearing your mirrored sunglasses. The only thing the maggot can see when he looks at you is the fear in his own eyes. He says, is there some problem, officer? You just look at him with your hands on your hips, your jaw muscles working, and you glower at him. You glower at him and you let your face contort. Rage! Finally, he can't stand it anymore, and he wets his pants. And he stands there in his humiliation. You just turn around and walk back to the squad car. Say, look, scared him all the way. Partner says, I can do that easy. So he picks out another maggot. Your partner's even bigger than you are. I mean, he picks out this maggot and he stands up. Your partner's 6'5", 317 pounds. He picks out another maggot and he stares at him. But the maggot, while he trembles, while he shakes, doesn't wet his pants. And this is really making you laugh and your partner's really getting frustrated. So he starts growling. He goes, ah! Ah! He's looking down at this little guy growling, but still, nothing! And your partner's starting to feel inadequate. Starting to feel less than a man, less than a cop. Finally, after it's all over with, you walk over to the maggot and say, hey, how come you didn't wet your pants? The guy kind of smiles and winks at you and says, colostomy bag. Oh, gross. I'm sorry. Talk about a surprise. Okay. Well, on that note, I think I'll slow. Oh, let me clear the lines. I hate to leave people.